This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So usually that side of the studio, Cakes and EB,
yeah,
they have the back padding machine. It goes, usually it's over there, but then Cakes does the
I'll grab it every once in a while.
A lot.
Sure.
Jason, this is a tweet from Brian Baker.
BB
said, just wanted to shout out Bish Bucks for his scouting prowess on college football players.
Thank you.
Particularly Jaden Daniels while at LSU. I never even heard of the kid until Bish made mention of his star quality gamesmanship back in 2022.
I don't remember that. Props.
Great job, Bish, peeping that out.
He wasn't hyping up Jaden. He was hyping up Drake May.
Not in 2022.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, apparently he was on Jaden Daniels.
Why are you attacking the messenger?
Yeah, I think that guy's making that up.
No, I don't think so. He probably isn't.
I do remember Jason was hyping up Trevor Lawrence. Like when I think he was either a freshman at Clemson or he hadn't even shown up yet. He's like Trevor Lawrence is the truth. He's going to be the number one pick.
I told everybody he was going to be the number one pick.
You did.
In fact, I remember where we were doing the show when I said it. We were doing it from MGM for a poker tournament.
Okay.
And I told everybody he will be the number one pick in the draft as a freshman.
I also remember being at MGM when you told us Tom Brady wasn't winning another Super Bowl.
Oh, I was so bitter.
And then he won that one and a couple more. Yeah.
I said, we can just stop watching. Hey, by the way, our shout out to our good friend Jen Burns from Monumental. It's her birthday today.
Ah, happy birthday to her.
Look at you.
So happy birthday, JB. Jen Burns.
She's a fellow JB.
She is.
I think I saw her at the HF Festival.
Did you?
Probably did.
We saw her at Monumental.
Maybe I didn't see her at the festival.
Maybe you saw her at Monumental and you thought you were at the festival.
Yeah, I'm getting things confused.
You're getting places
confused. I'm a little confused right now.
You're getting up there in years. Yeah.
So Jason asked me
brain is scrambled
about 30 minutes ago, what channel is Weather Channel here? I've never put the Weather Channel on here. I didn't know.
I've never put it on anywhere.
I don't think I've ever put it on anywhere, to be honest with you. But
I usually only put it on during
the Milton is
hurricanes.
A big deal, especially after Helene, and
it's a big one.
It looks like it's just going to destroy that zone again.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is the people that have decided to ride it out, and, you know, you do what you got to do. I know my friends, they ride them out all the time, but they're in a big, high-rise condo. Mm-hmm. As long as you have food and supplies, you should be all right, you know, water. But if you're, like, in a house or, you know, I mean, it's crazy. You should get the hell out of there. But there's one guy, what's his name? He's on a little dinghy.
And they're calling him Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. And I guess, I didn't hear the rationale. All I could assume is he probably figures this is all I got. And I'm not going to leave. This is like his house, right? He's not going to leave his boat there.
It sounds like he's basically lives on his boat.
How big is his boat?
20 feet.
Which is like a stumper boat.
I think it's going to get pummeled.
It's going to get tossed around.
Yeah.
Capsized.
Yes.
All right, Jay, they're saying 20-foot storm surge.
Yeah, it could be 120. It doesn't matter. The boat floats. That's the whole thing. Keep the water on the outside of the boat, and the boat will go up with the water and down with the water. That's what we want to do.
Can we please get you into a hotel?
No.
Everybody's been asking, man. We got to get you off this thing.
Listen, the only way I'm going to go to a motel room is if a woman invites me and she's going to stay. That's the only way I'm going. That's the only thing I'd give the boat up for is a girl.
Have you seen him, EB?
I mean,
let me see the guy.
I saw the guy. Yeah. That's a great answer. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I would step on that boat if the seas were up by like 6 inches, let alone by 20 feet.
Right.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Has he ever seen videos of the aftermath of hurricanes and what happens to boats?
That they wind up like in parking lots, like 5 miles away.
Yeah, and they're not still floating.
Right.
He's nuts.
Well, he's going to die.
Yes.
Well, his rationale is that God told him to get the boat and like live on the boat, and then he's trusting in God will take care of him while he's on the boat.
If I were God, I would have hooked him with a better boat. That boat is the number.
Well, also, one thing people don't really talk about unless you're following them on social media is that Lieutenant Dan only has one leg.
Oh.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. One leg.
Yeah, so. Lieutenant Dan only had one leg, too.
He had zippy legs.
Oh, he had zippy.
He had zero legs. Right. Got him shot off in the Vietnam War.
Right.
I think it was Vietnam War. He wanted to die on the battlefield like all of his other... I know this is missing you. He wanted to die on the battlefield like all of his other relatives, but he was saved. Now he has great shame that he's an amputee that didn't get the glory of dying on the battlefield. Like all of his ancestors.
He also survived a hurricane in the Gulf Coast while fishing on Bubba Gump.
Yeah, unlike going to happen to this guy.
This guy, what are his odds for survival?
I don't know, but if you have a death pool.
Probably 0%.
He goes straight to the
top. This is the greatest.
Put it this way. The mayor of Tampa said, if you are staying in any of the evacuation zones through this, you will die.
I know they're saying that. I know they're saying that.
Now, not everyone will die.
Right.
But a lot of people will. There's a woman that lives 4 miles. I saw this somewhere. 4 miles off the bay in Tampa, and she's not leaving because she's got all these animals. She's got goats. Mm-hmm. She's got cats. She's got dogs.
This is just a bonanza for me.
And she says, I can't leave because I can't take all my animals somewhere. She can't take. I mean, could she take them to a hotel, a pet friendly hotel?
I mean, F those animals.
I don't think so.
She's going to die.
Yeah, probably.
Because she can't leave her animals. I mean, I don't get it.
This is a legit question. Is, let's say you kind of delayed leaving. How do you even get out? Like, aren't the roads just so backed up?
Yeah, I think then
kind of depends
then
on
you're really
probably
screwed,
depends
right?
on where you're going.
Floating around in your car. You're really screwed.
Have you seen a lot of the people like tarping and plastic wrapping and saran wrapping their cars?
I did see that. My
I didn't know.
Me
I didn't know
yesterday.
If that is an actual thing.
That'll help.
Well, if you don't want water just right. pummeling your engine and battery and everything and leaking in.
Well, I was saying that my friends that are in New York or no, where are they right now? Where the hell
those cars are going to be depending on where they are. They're going to be washed away. It's not going to matter what you do with their.
Right.
My friends are in Connecticut, and they decided not to fly back to Tampa because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to make it out to get to the game this weekend. And they said, yeah, they're just writing off their Mercedes that's in the parking garage
mm-hmm.
underneath the condo. It's like it's Dunsky. What can you do?
That's going to be a loss.
Yeah.
Taking it
I
out. Did.
I also saw, and I don't know if this is genius or stupidity, that people were taking Flex Seal. And trying to use it around their doors. You remember the infomercial thing slapping it on the bucket and it's
prevents the water from coming in.
I don't know if that's a real thing or if it's a bit.
It definitely seems like a bit.
It doesn't. You wouldn't think Flex Seal is gonna hold
save
off a hurricane.
Life. Yeah,
my buddy just bought a home. I guess he plans to retire there. You guys know him, John, from Potbelly. But he bought a home in Longboat Key.
All right. That sounds like that's hurt.
It's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Nice home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It's danger zone. Because I see that the mayor of that town ordered immediate evacuation.
Hurricanes don't take this track. They don't go from the Gulf Coast and go across the state into the Atlantic. They go from the Gulf Coast up into the states. They
right.
don't take this track. And Tampa hasn't been hit by a hurricane directly in over 100 years.
Mm.
I don't think they really understand what's going on.
Right.
That's why Lieutenant Dan is chilling on the boat going, I'll float. I'll be fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what boats are designed to do.
No,
that's,
you won't.
That's his rationale.
You will not be fine.
Because it's just the wind alone will just blow him around, right?
Well, I mean, aren't there like 180 mile per hour sustained winds?
Yeah, but once
winds?
It gets to right
yeah,
land.
But once it, yeah, but once it hits land, it's supposed to drop.
But
I mean, to
it still might be 100.
Gusts of 125
okay,
is what
but
I saw.
His boat, last time I checked, is not on land. His boat's going to get the full force of the
true.
It's the storm surge. It's going to be a wave. It's not going to be like floating on a lake.
Right.
He didn't look like the brightest bulb.
No, of course not. He hadn't had a lady invited to a motel probably in his life.
If he had a quarter of a brain, he leaves his rinky-dink boat and he
well, what
gets,
if that's all
gets on a
the
bus.
Only possession you have?
Well, then you have to start over.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
And the other
says
thing
they're
is,
closing
I give
the
them,
bridges this afternoon.
I give them a little bit of grace, too, because they've been through this a million times, and they always say, evacuate, you're going to die, and they've always survived. So, you know what I mean?
That's, okay, but this...
So look, I can understand the stubbornness.
I understand that part of it, but yeah. That's because they've never been directly hit by it yet.
Yeah, that's probably true.
This is going to be the biggest one
Jason,
they've ever had.
I'm going to send you, I guess, doesn't it make landfall Saturday? I think that's when it's...
No, it's going to make landfall tonight.
Oh, I thought it was Saturday.
No, it's going to be overnight tonight and into the morning.
Well, I'm going to send you all the... there's people putting up like their live stream cams on trees at docks.
Yeah.
They're going to be but interesting to watch.
Yeah, I want to see that. There is I'll be on the golf course tomorrow, but I'll be on the Weather Channel all day today.
There's something pretty revolutionary called the Aqua Fence. And what they're doing is they're putting it around the perimeter of hospitals. And they use it for Hurricane Helene in Florida. And now they're doing it for the hospitals in Tampa.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked really well.
What is
for Helene? So it's basically just this big fence that's installed from the outside in. And it just prevents the water from going over the top. But it worked really well. But
it works better than sandbags, right? I think 1,000%. I've seen it before. They're like plastic barriers.
Exactly. But it costs over $1 million to install. So, and they're not being sold to homeowners just yet. So it's just hospitals and like first responders.
It's like an ingenious invention, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to.
But how tall is it?
They
can make it as tall as they need to?
Yeah. I believe so.
Are you more scared of a hurricane or a tornado?
Tornado.
I think tornado because
tornado just pick you up and throw you over the dorms.
Well, they're more sudden. Too.
I know, but also I feel like it's because we've experienced hurricanes and they've been kind of light ones that kind of die down before they hit us.
People in Tampa are about to experience.
We're not savvy to Category 4, Cat 5 hurricanes.
Yeah,
no, yeah,
and they're gonna get tornadoes as well.
It's both.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a guy. I'm sure this has been on social media. It wasn't social media. It was friends of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just in his house. And the water was like up to his navel. And if it goes another couple feet, he's Dunsky.
Right.
But luckily, he was in his house. His kitchen table, everything was floating around. It was up to his boobies, his man boobs. And lucky it didn't go any higher. Mm. And he survived it. Crazy.
I mean,
other people were getting on their roofs and the houses were collapsing underneath them.
That's terrifying.
Dunsky.
Nature is terrifying.
Have you been watching the simulation videos?
Yeah. Yes.
Like a house that.
I've seen a couple of those.
Cat 1, Cat 2, yeah. Cat 3, Cat 4, Cat 5, and like what rips apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The storm surge simulation videos.
Mm-hmm.
Been watching those.
Yeah, it's
terrifying.
It's going to hit there tonight. Probably start around dinner time, and it's going to be all night, overnight, into the morning.
There was some girl was going viral. I don't know if she's from England or Australia or something, and they're like, she's an influencer, you know, on social media, and she's like, F it. She just moved to Tampa, just bought a house. And she's
staying there?
She's staying. She says, I'm going to die here.
How close to the water is she?
I don't know.
What did she say?
I don't know, but she said, I'm going to die. I don't know. It's crazy. I would be the hell out of there, Cakes.
Right now, we're going to hook up caller number 10 at 800-636-1067 with two tickets to go see Whitney Cummings, Big Baby Friday, October 11th at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, you can visit 1067thefan.com/events. We got Mike Loxley, Maryland Terps head football coach, joining us coming up at 9:45.
All right. We all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. Well, you should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at CropMetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. Don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule.